It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. Last week, New Mexico held a domestic terrorism summit. Fred Martino talked about the event with Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham.
I am pleased that all of the different partners, law enforcement, policymakers, Homeland Security, right, all the groups that are responsible for public safety and are experts in this area, like the Anti-Defamation League. I mean, they spend a lot of time looking at domestic terrorism, the rise of white supremacy and hate groups. So we got a terrific briefing today. One was classified by the FBI, so only a few folks could be in that room. We had to have a security clearance. And then we had additional security briefings and then expertise from a number of groups within kind of an action plan. And here are the quick takeaways. One, we're going to keep meeting. That seems like we're not ready to do anything, but that's wrong. This is clearly an effort that takes widespread participation to get it right. Two, general agreement that we have real threats in the country and they make their way right here to New Mexico. And as a border state, some of that extremism is finding itself here. Three, that we probably ought to look at kind of a statewide domestic terrorism unit of some kind that has analysts and folks who can provide information and data and investigatory support to law enforcement. And then the last thing, two last things. We don't share data still in this state very productively. It's a struggle for all states. I want New Mexico immediately to get it right. So whatever resources, whatever applications we need, whatever jurisdictional agreements need to be done, they will get done immediately so that that data is being shared appropriately among our first responders. And then we've got some work to do with our own criminal code so that we're defining domestic terrorism. We're very clear about what we do about enhancing our hate crime statute. And we want to balance that with everyone's civil rights. So looking at our human rights statute, I feel very good about where we're headed. And in fact, the legislature's already having interim hearings next week on this very topic and adding a list of things we discussed and learned about today to that agenda so that we're ready to go in the 30-day session.
Well, speaking of the legislature, there were many gun safety advocates who were very pleased that the legislature expanded background checks in New Mexico this year. You supported that. The Associated Press reported this week that you say that there should be consideration as well to look at possibly background checks on gun sellers in addition to gun buyers. Tell me about that.
So it's an idea that I received from some folks in law enforcement, and so it's not completely vetted, and I really appreciate the opportunity to provide that fact so that we're looking at it. But to close these loopholes, you sort of want to figure out who's engaged in the selling, where the firearms are coming from, make sure that we're limiting risk with buyers. And it's an idea that I think potentially has merit, and I want to look at it further. In the summit today, we only talked about extreme risk protection orders, which were also part of my gun safety agenda last legislative session. And we ran out of time, and it was clear that there were some disagreements by some law enforcement individuals and entities. So I wanted to try to bring everyone together. We are committed to doing that and being ready for this legislative session. So that's potentially two things that we could be talking about. And we should be sharing how the implementation of our current gun safety legislation is working. We should be doing everything. And you need to think about it, at least I do, in this broad-based effort. It is true states have to get a handle on behavioral health. To focus on just mental health issues means that you're not talking about all the other high risk factors, including extremism and what's going on for recruitment and online. So we're going to train our law enforcement. enforcement folks. We're going to have this potential statewide domestic terrorism unit. We're going to do better in the schools. We're going to do better safety protocols. We're going to do more crisis intervention. We're going to do more data sharing. We want to do everything, and we're going to keep the conversation going about prudent, smart gun safety legislation. And we want New Mexico to be a leader. We want to protect responsible gun owners, and we want to make sure that the public is equally protected. I think New Mexico can get all of these strategies right and be a national leader. And that's important for a couple of reasons. One, it means that we're getting it right, and New Mexicans are safer, and we deserve that. And two, we can start testing out these models. It should be something that we're always actively engaged in. Public safety can't be a stagnant effort. It has to be a dynamic effort. And that's something we talked about today, because that doesn't happen often enough.
Tomorrow on KRWG News, New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham will address proposals to make recreational cannabis legal in the state.